You know, today is a day we give honor to moms. And, you know, if you stop and think about it, wouldn't none of us be here if it weren't for mom. Hello. You know, here's what some people had to say about their moms. Abraham Lincoln, 16th president of the U.S., all that I am or ever hope to be, I owe to my angel mother. Washington Irving, an American author, a mother is the truest friend. When trouble thickens around us, still will she cling to us and endeavor by her kind precepts and examples to dissipate the clouds of darkness and cause peace to return to our hearts. George Washington, the first president of the U.S., all I am, I owe to my mother. I attribute all my success in life to the moral, intelligent, and physical education I received from her. An actor and a comedian named Charlie Chaplin said, I've never met a more thoroughly refined woman than my mother. If I have amounted to anything, it will be due to her. Another movie actor, Denzel Washington, said, my mother never gave up on me. I messed up in school so much, they were sending me home, but my mother kept sending me back. LeBron James, NBA basketball player, I wished I could sit here and give you words to describe what my mother means to me. There aren't enough words in the dictionary. I don't know how she did it. I mean, that might fit some of us. I don't know how she did it. Might fit some of us guys. Anybody want to join that club? Oh, I see a bunch of hands out here. You know, there's some things in the Word of God, some portraits of a mother. Jochebed, the mother of Moses, she cared so much for him that she broke the law in order to teach him the faith of Israel. Hannah, the mother of Samuel, who gave her son to work for the Lord. Bathsheba, the mother of King Solomon, who gave some advice to her son and God about godly living and how to pick a good wife in Proverbs 31. Mary, the mother of Jesus, who believed in her son to be the Savior of the world. And then Mrs. Zebedee, the mother of James and John, who loved her boys so much she wanted them to sit by Jesus' side in the heavenly kingdom. Now let's take a look. Let's take a look at Mrs. Zebedee. Matthew 20, begin reading with the 20th verse. Matthew 20:20. Either find it in your regular Bible or on your device. I see iPads, I see iPhones. All right. Then the mother of Zebedee's sons came to him with her sons, kneeling down and asking something from him. And he said to her, what do you wish? She said to him, grant that these two sons of mine may sit, one on your right hand and the other on your left in the kingdom. But Jesus answered and said, you do not know what you ask. Are they able to drink the cup that I am about to drink and be baptized with the baptism I am baptized with? They said to him, we're able. He said to them, you will indeed drink my cup and be baptized with my baptism that I am baptized with. But to sit on my right hand and on my left hand is not mine to give, but it is for those whom it is prepared by my Father. Now, you notice that she was aware that her sons, James and John, were close to Jesus. Actually, they made up 2/3 of the inner circle, you know, Peter, James, and John. But she wanted to make sure that they had a place in the kingdom of a position and responsibility. And she said, grant that these two sons of mine may sit one on your right hand and the other on your left hand. I want to point out some things here. that Mrs. Zebedee had in mind. First of all, she wanted to make sure that her sons were in the kingdom. That was important. You know, I think of no greater task for the motherhood than to make sure that children of God, that her children are a part of the kingdom of God and accept Christ as their Savior. Now, I know mothers pray for their children the way nobody else can. Excuse me. You know, sometimes they pray out of necessity. You know, there's nothing else they can do but pray. Maybe the girls don't know this as much as guys do, but sometimes we guys, we need some prayer during them teenage years. Anybody want to join me? I see several of you got big smiles on your face. I thank God my mom prayed for me. You know, sometimes mothers pray because motherhood is an extremely difficult job. Now, anybody that, you know, that sometimes people say, well, they're just a housewife. They just stay at home. Hey, anyone that's a mother has got a difficult job. You know, James Dobson tells about one time when he came home and his son was a small baby at the time, and it had been a terrible day for his wife. Some of your mothers may can relate to this. He had been sick and he cried all day. She had been changing diapers, and she was changing a diaper and the telephone rang, and she reached to get the phone, and before she finished fastening the diaper, and he had one of those diarrhea attacks. She cleaned up the mess, put him in clean clothes, and then she took him in the living room and fed him. And as she was burping him, he threw up all over himself and her and all over the couch. And James Dobson writes, "When I came home, I could smell the aroma of motherhood everywhere." And his wife cried out to him, said, "Was all of this in my contract when we got married?" Sometimes mothers pray for their children out of frustration because they were trying to communicate with their children and the message didn't seem to get through. Of course, none of us were ever that way. You know, one mother told her young son, Steve, she said, "Now, hey, watch your baby sister while I have to step out of the room for just a moment. I'll be right back." And she had just barely stepped out of the room and she heard a thump and then a cry. She rushed back in to find that Susan had fallen off the couch and was laying on the floor crying. Meanwhile, Steve just sat there looking very innocent. Then his mother said, "I told you to watch her." And Steve answered, "I did." He watched his sister the whole time as she fell and cried, just like his mother told him to. That sounds just like a big brother, doesn't it? You know, being a mother is not easy. Now, it becomes a lot better, though, when you see your children becoming a part of the kingdom of God. I think Mrs. Zebedee gives us a valuable example as she requested that her children be a part of the kingdom. And then she wanted them to serve in the kingdom. And she wanted to make sure that they were active in the kingdom. And she seemed it not too far-fetched to think that I'll just ask Jesus to let them set it to right and left hand. Now, many people are discontent to fill a pew on Sunday morning. But, you know, that's not what it's all about. There's a higher level of living with God, and that's serving in the kingdom. You know, as I was growing up, you know, I mean, Dad left the church when I was middle of my third grade year and went out traveling. And so we just went to, he was gone all the time, and we went to another church, and the pastors were good friends of ours. But, I mean, from the time I was, you know, fourth grade on up, she was always telling me and always encouraging me to get involved in the church, either in helping with this or whatever. Anytime they announced they needed help with something, she's always encouraged me to get involved. She always encouraged me to get involved in all of the programs that the church had going, from being in musicals and plays and just whatever, going out and helping with some of the shut-ins of the church, going out to their house as a teenager and working and helping. That's important. And that's something that's taught to children as they're encouraged. But also, I saw my mother get involved in the church. You know, it's one thing to tell somebody something. It's another thing to show them. Hello. You know, where does the spirit of service begin? It begins at home. With mothers and fathers setting an example and praying for their children and getting them involved in the work of the kingdom at the church. You know, she wanted her sons to reign in the kingdom. She didn't just want them to be doorkeepers, but she wanted them to reign. She wanted them to have high positions. And there's no higher position than one on the right and the left of the king. You know, I think most moms are that way about their children. They want their kids to be the best that they can be. She wants the best for them. Am I right, moms? You know, some people might consider Mrs. Zebedee as brash and presumptuous. But man, you got to admire her get up and go, her gumption, as some people might say. You got to admire the fact that she loved those boys so much, she was willing to go straight to Jesus and say, "Hey, this is what I want." You know, today is a very special day. As I've said, we recognize mothers. You know, I heard my dad say this before. A mother's love is probably the closest example that we have of God's love. Have you ever noticed that it doesn't make any difference what a kid does, even if they stray? A mother never loses her love for her kids. You know, a mother's love wants the very best for her children. She will never lose her love, even when they don't do what she thinks they should do, even when they stray from the godly path. She still loves them, and she prays for them. The story of John Newton, when he was 11, he went to sea. And it wasn't long before he was wholly involved in the ungodly vices, you know, of the sailors and seamen. He followed this ungodly path for many years. But finally, the memory of his mother brought him to himself, and he remembered her Christian teaching and her godly life. And he looked at his own ungodly lifestyle and his wretched life. The recollection of his mother prompted him to begin to seek Christ. He searched the ship for a Bible or some other book that he could help him. And he found a book called Imitations of Christ by Thomas Kempis. The book sowed the seeds of his conversion on May the 10th, 1748, when the ship nearly was struck with a violent storm and they almost lost their lives. That's when he trusted Christ as his personal Savior. You know, as a result of that, Christian influence on his life, John Newton is probably best known for being the author of one of the most beloved Christian songs, Amazing Grace. You know, today, I haven't taken but just a moment to remind you about Mom. And we today give honor to moms. I put on the Facebook earlier today as I was in the study. It'll be 8 years ago next month that a lady by the name of Aretha Hagen left this earth and went to heaven. But not a day goes by that something or something that she said or something reminds me of her. And I guess I'm the man I am today because of her godly influence and her strong hand, because Dad was gone out on the road preaching all the time. And there was one thing you could be sure of. When she got that certain tone in her voice and she said Kenneth Wayne Hagen, I knew it was all over. But today I thank God that she pushed me, that she used a strong hand on me. And I imagine a lot of you guys in this congregation would say the same thing about your mom, because you're sitting in this church today because of that strong hand that she put, that she had. How many of you guys agree with that? That, you see, I don't think that there's anything stronger than the ties between a mother and a child. You know, anytime you see the TV with the football games or whatever, you always see the signs that says, "Hi, Mom." Never a sign saying hi, Dad. If you see a sign, it's Dad send money. Today, I would like all the moms to stand in this room today. We want to give you honor. I think you should all just come forward and stand here so we can reach our hands out and pray for all of you. Isn't this beautiful? Isn't this a beautiful sight? You know, we talked about moms, but grandmoms play a large role in our lives also. My sister says that my grandmother, my mom's mom, that's only, you know, she always said, my sis says that we were the only two that she had, grandkids, and she always said I was the favorite. I don't know whether that's so or not, but anyway. Kids, congregation, stand up. Reach your hands out toward these ladies. If it wasn't for them, we wouldn't be where we are today. We wouldn't have all we have today. And let's pray for them. Heavenly Father, I thank you for these ladies. I thank you for their patience. I thank you for their strength. I thank you for their love that they have shown to their families. Without their patience, without their love, without their strength, without their prayers, we would not be where we are today. We give you glory and honor and thanks. And Father, I thank you that you would continue to bless each one of these ladies as they continue to do the things that mothers do. We thank you for them. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's give them a hand again as they come back to go back to their seats. As they get back to their seats, families, grab your mom and give them big hugs. All right. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. You know, it's been a little different service, but I know I'm one of these guys. On special days, I like to do special sermons. Y'all know that. Y'all been in this church. You know, I do special sermons for all the special days. I think it's great. Connection team, go find those first-time guests, and let's take them to our special room where they can get a special gift that's been for them. But before you do that, just a minute. Every head bowed, every eye closed. You know, you may be in this place today, and you may remember that mom was praying for you. You may need to accept Christ. Or you may be here and you may know what it is, but you realize you need to rededicate your life to God. You may go to church, but you don't know if you've ever accepted Christ or not as your Savior. Anybody on any one of those invitations, let me see your hand right now. I want to pray with you and I want to pray for you. Anybody, anywhere. We'll wait just a moment as we look across the room. Well, praise the Lord. I guess everyone in here is Christian. Father, if there happened to be one in this room today that does not know your son Jesus as their personal Savior, or one that needs to know so experience, or one that needs to rededicate their life, I pray that the Spirit of God would go with them as they leave this place today, and they cannot do anything until they stop and accept Jesus Christ. We thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen.